Thank you for calling our T-Bird Jewels. This is Denise. How can I help you?
Hey, Denise. Am I calling RDI Diamonds? Is that what you're going to say?
God, I just looked at the caller ID.
I have a seat right next to me.
That is hilarious. Dang, busted. How are you doing, Tom?
Well, how have you been?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. Who are you looking for today, Tom?
Trying to catch Daryl. Is he available?
He, you know what? He's here. Let me check. He just picked up the vacuum. So hold on just a second.
All right. I'll take him away from cleaning.
Yeah. Excellent. Bye. I'll hold on.
Thank you for calling T-Bird Jewels. We're at Rampart Commons on the corner of Charleston and South Rampart. Our address is 1013 South Rampart Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and we're closed on Sundays. Show that special someone just how wonderful they are with a stunning piece of jewelry or a Swiss timepiece from T-Bird Jewels. For over 60 years, we've served Las Vegas as your elite jeweler. We're committed to bringing you extraordinary jewelry designs in Las Vegas, including celebrity designer Cheryl Lowe, Tacori, Marco Bichigo, Simon G. Hulci Belluni, William Henry, and many more, plus our exquisite bridal collection. We'll be happy to help select or create a piece that best suits you or your loved one. To find out more, please visit our store or our website at tbirdjewels.com. We're open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and closed on Sunday.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, Daryl?
Well, you know, I called you back several times.
I know, and I continue to call you. You've been an elusive man.
No, and not purposely. Seriously, well, not purposely.
Oh, I know. I'm teasing. Yeah, how's everything going?
Oh, it's all really slow. I mean, this week has been, there's no business. It just came to a screeching halt.
Really? Nothing cooking at all?
No. Nothing. Nothing. I'm telling you. I mean, some days we're doing $1,000. Can you believe that? I mean, it's a joke.
A store of your size, yeah. I mean, you guys are a great store. That's.
I'm just telling you.
Not normal.
Nobody is coming in here. I can't speak for other stores. So I can speak as for what we're doing.
Yeah, sure.
And I understand that we had a really good week 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But business has just come to a standstill.
Yeah. Well, you've been in retail long enough to know, you know, that it's up and down.
Yeah,
and up
this
and down.
Is, yeah, but there's just a lot going on in the world, you know, and people are concerned about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, try not to bring it to people's attention, you know.
I'm not. I'm
keep,
just, you're
keep,
asking
keep,
me,
keep
I'm
them in the,
you.
Keep them in the blinders.
No. I'm not telling my customers that. Just telling you know, I'm telling you.
Right. Well, if there's a warm body in the store, they're there for a reason. So you can always try to capture
body.
An opportunity.
You know, I'm walking around with the thermometer. I can't find any warm bodies.
Well, I heard you were walking around with a vacuum. Geez, you're cleaning the place now.
Yeah, it was. Well, no, I just I just there's something on the floor I need to clean up.
I love it.
Yeah. I pooped on the floor myself.
you got the runs or
what's going on there? What's going on there?
Everything's pretty good. Yeah, you know, just grinding away. You know, there's always some opportunities out there. You gotta just make the most out of every one of them.
No, I know. And I see you do business with a good friend of mine, James Williams.
Oh, yes. Michael Sirianni works with James Williams. Mm-hmm. They're in Chicago area, is it?
Yeah, Berwyn.
Berwyn. Mm-hmm.
He's a really good friend of mine.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, I've known him for 40 years.
Oh, wow, okay.
You know, the family and everything, Bill, they're just wonderful people.
Yeah, well, you made connection with them when you lived in Chicago?
Yeah, well, when I was on the road, they were customers of mine.
Yeah.
But they were more than customers. We were just really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah, they're great people. Really good people.
How long did they been in business for a while?
Yeah, well, they've been in business like for 80 years.
Oh, wow.
70 years, something like that. Like us.
Well, that's important, you know. You have the trust of the community when you've been around for that long.
Yeah, well, they've been very, very involved in the community, and they've never really gotten away from it. You know, a lot of people move because that community has changed. But
mm-hmm.
they've stood there. They built a really nice business, and people come see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it's all about.
That's absolutely what it's about, yeah.
You know? So, anyway, but there's nothing going on, honestly.
Are there any bridal appointments upcoming you need anything for? Anything coming up this weekend?
No. I got lab grown. You got a lab?
I'm sure you can find lab less expensive.
No, I know. No. I'm just saying. We have some business for lab, but
yeah.
Natural. I mean, we've sold a few natural stones, but we've had them in stock. I mean, it's just like, if that's an issue too. And people I never thought would ever be buying lab are buying labs now.
Oh, some of your own clients that you wouldn't think.
Well, no, the older, older couples and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, that's interesting.
They don't want to spend the money. You know, they just like the idea of getting a big, beautiful stone, and they don't care. Nobody knows. Can't tell. Right?
If that's their mentality, yeah.
I mean, I
hear
care.
Around the country that typically, you know, the older clientele are the ones that are still, you know, heavy, heavy natural. You know, they don't like the idea of anything that's not
natural. Well, not the ones that come in here. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we sell some.
Yeah.
But people today, from what I see, from all different age, all different walks of life, they just don't care. All they care about is how beautiful it is. Nobody knows, especially when they get into smaller stones. You know, when they get into these real big stones, it's a different story. But when they get into a really beautiful FG colored stone, they don't care.
Well, it's going to be more and more difficult for retailers to make any money on them. I know that much. So
the more you distance yourself from them,
I think the better off you'll be.
Well, we try to. I don't know how
you're going to be making money on these when they're being sold online now for next to nothing. And, you know, I mean,
I understand that. But I can't worry about that customer. I can't worry about it. I just worry about the guy that comes through the door and wants, that's what they want. Regardless, I mean, there's no way we can talk them out of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, in those situations, obviously, you're gonna take care of them and service the lab grown.
At least we can sell a nice mounting, and we sell natural mountings.
Mm-hmm.
With a lab grown center, if we have no other choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really where your profit's gonna come from is the mounting.
Yeah.
There won't be any money on the diamond itself.
You make $3,000-$4,000 on a nice stone. Believe it or
and
not.
What's right and what's the and the majority of that
I'd rather make $3,000 than nothing.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm saying the majority of that profit is probably coming from the ring, isn't it?
We sell lab grown stones for $3,000-$4,000 and it costs us $900.
What sizes are those?
Like 3 carat.
Maybe I should be selling you lab grown diamonds, Daryl. I can get you lab growns much cheaper than 900 3 carats.
No. I mean, that's what we're selling it for. I mean, that's what it costs us. I mean, but these are really premium. I mean, they're really beautiful. They're premium stones.
So you're selling the diamond retail $900 a 3 carat.
No, retail no, $3,000-$4,000.
$3,000-$4,000 just for the
cost
diamond.
It cost me $900 for the stone.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can get those cheaper for you for 3 carats.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like what $100 a carat, $200 a carat.
I mean, they're that inexpensive.
No. Well, it depends on what, you know, it just depends on what the quality of the, you know, what the treatment is and really truly how nice the diamond is. I mean, there's a difference, believe me.
Well, all the ones that I sell are the CVD treatment. I mean, they're all beautiful stones, like you said. I mean, they're all going to, you know, look great. They're all, you know, DEFVS ones is typically what we sell.
Mm-hmm.
And my 3 carats, you know, I have for $250 a carat, so you're, you know, right around $750 for a 3 carat.
Well, it's close to what, you know, like I said, this is what we're selling. Is really a premium stone. I mean, like for instance, there are no bow ties in the fancies.
Right.
You know, they're just really, really pretty.
Yeah, I carry
this.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have not had anybody tell me that they're not beautiful. Yeah, they're all fantastic.
Okay. Well, send me one.
What shapes are you selling?
So send me. I have. I was going to make a call for a 2.5 carat, round.
Round? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I promise there's no bow tie in it.
Well, not the round. This one is a round.
No, I know. Oh, yeah, I'll send you a nice 2.5 carat round.
Yeah, send me 2.5 and a 3.
2.5 and a 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a problem. I do still have that open invoice for that 2.5 that you had bought from us.
I know.
The situation on that.
I'm telling you, I got no money right now. I'll take care of it. I'm going to take care of it as soon as I get a decent, I'm going to put together enough money to pay all the people I need to pay.
Okay. Well, you don't have to pay for it. I mean, we had split the payments.
No, I know. I wouldn't know.
I
got to get you something. I mean, I know that. And you need to be taken care of. I'm sorry. It's just, it is what it is right now. It's just been, for a while, it's been like this.
All right. Well, yeah, if you can
help
me out and send something, that'd be great.
I will.
I appreciate it.
I promise
it.
You. Okay.
Okay.
You deserve it. You've been really amazing.
I mean, I don't deserve anything, Daryl, but...
Yeah, you do.
Hey, at the end of the day, I want to make sure that you're getting diamonds from us that you're selling, so...
Well, I'm just trying to survive right now.
Well,
I'm just telling you.
You have a beautiful store in Las Vegas, Nevada,
yeah,
Daryl. You're surviving.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, believe me.
You just built a brand new store. It's thriving.
Well, it not right now, it is.
Well, maybe in this particular moment in time, no.
Well, listen, I'm not a negative person by any stretch of the imagination, but I have to deal with the reality, you know. Of what's going on, and we're doing everything we can to promote business.
Yeah. Do you have any special events upcoming that you're on?
Yeah, we just finished a buying event, which was really helpful. Yeah, we're doing a 20% off of everything right now, despite everything in the store. I'm having running a promotion like that.
Oh, okay. How's that working out for you?
Well, it's brought a few people in. But it's just, I'm just telling you. I got the guy across the street, so he's got a sign for 70% off.
He probably marked it up a lot higher than you did, though,
well,
right?
Well, of course he did. Yeah, well, you know that.
Well, then you should mark it up a little bit more and go 80% off.
I don't want to. I'm not doing that. You know, it's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to bullshit my customers.
All right.
Anyway, I got to go.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.